The fake guru trap. Are you ready for some fun and games? Today we're diving into the fake guru trap. This whole idea that you have to be perfect or be a certain way, look a certain way in order to serve people. I have a list here of reasons why being a fake guru sucks. And I'd like to read them to you. So let's be honest, right? If you're trying to help people, you want to serve people, you want to show up and make a difference in the world, most people assume that they have to sort of put on this performance, that I'm so perfect, my life is perfect, I have the best ever cappuccinos and special bagels and food and take pictures of it and put it on social media and here's a picture of me in the pool and here's a picture of me in the wearing my white robes or, whatever it is, right? Depending on the context. So there's this whole thing, the whole world, right? It's a fake world, isn't it? Let's be honest, right? All these fake images and AI is all fake stuff being made up. And it's just everywhere you look, there's basically lies and deception. And when we're surrounded by lies and deception and all these fake Instagram people and all the rest of it everywhere, then because we are human beings, we look around us and we see what other people are doing and we think, well, if that's what they're doing, then that's probably what I should be doing. This is how we learn. If you think about a child, if you've ever seen children or you've raised children, you will notice that they are looking at their parents and copying them all the time. Right? They're looking at them. What are they doing? How are they reacting? We learn through seeing and copying. So if you're online and everyone's looking at their phone and they're seeing all this stuff, on an unconscious level, we are looking and copying. And what are we looking and copying? We're looking at fake stuff, which is a fake copy of some other fake stuff. But that pretty much sums up most of the internet. So I want to dismantle the idea that you have to look perfect, be perfect, in order to serve people. Let's go through the list. What is the problem with being a fake guru or pretending to be a guru? Problem number one is it's a lie and lies are exhausting. So when we try and pretend that we're perfect and we try and put on this performance, because we know ourselves we have problems and we know that our life isn't perfect and we know that really on some level no one's life is perfect, living in a continuous performance is exhausting, right? If you've ever told lies to anyone in your life, you have to kind of keep remembering what did you say to this person, to that person, right? Lying is extremely exhausting, right? It's better just to tell the truth because then you don't have to worry about keeping this whole false narrative together. So if you can just acknowledge the fact that you are a work in progress, like we all are, then all of that energy that goes into performing and lying is removed and you get it back. You can just focus on actually having a good life and being of service rather than performing and looking a certain way. And end of the day, our mental health, our emotional well-being is top priority, right? So just be yourself and you'll feel much more relaxed. So living a lie is exhausting. You have to monitor everything. You have to try and show things. You have to think about what am I going to share, what am I not going to share. You can never properly relax. It's extremely draining. The second problem with trying to be a guru is that you're insecure and stuck in perfectionism. When you try and be perfect, you become more perfectionistic, not less. Because when you're trying to make everything perfect, you have to look at yourself and you have to think, am I perfect? Is this perfect? Is that perfect? Is this perfect? And you're constantly second guessing everything. Should I do this? Should I do that? Will they like it? Will they not like it? What about this? What about that? Can I share this story? Will it make me look bad? Do I look fat? Right? And of course, we need some level of that, right? But when you're image is that everything has to be perfect all the time. You are constantly trapped. Now, of course, if you want to wear makeup or you want to have nice camera angles and nice lighting, that's great, right? Why not look good? But if you are continuously insecure because you put an image out there that you can't maintain, then you're always second-guessing and thinking too much rather than just doing what you need to do, right? Can I share this story? Should I admit that I struggle with this, or would it hurt my credibility? What if people find out that I'm not as far along as I think? So not only are we lying if we do that, but we're also insecure. And living in a state of lies and insecurity, of course, is very unpleasant, right? What a great combination. So when you can just wholeheartedly say, look, I have spent years and years and years learning stuff, and I've practiced many things to the best of my ability. I've got a lot of experience, and I can share that with you, and I care about you. That's all you need, right? You don't have to have all this other stuff. And as a side note, I'm actually surprised how many people are completely deceived by all these fake gurus. It's amazing to me how people can't see through it, actually, because, you know, there's David Hawkins' levels of consciousness, the map of consciousness, and he calibrated almost all these spiritual teachers and gurus and YouTube people and all the rest of it. They're all like, nearly all of them are like below 200 on that scale, which means they're non-integrous, mostly coming from pride. You know, that there's actually not that many high-level people around. And it's always surprising to me that people can't tell the difference. So the amount of followers has no actual bearing on reality. It's not that the greater the number of followers or money or whatever means that they're quality people. Just like the most popular music tends to be pretty terrible, right? The most popular stuff on the internet is just junky nonsense, really, isn't it? Because people don't have good taste. So just kind of realize that you don't have to have massive followings. You don't have to try and be perfect. You don't have to put on this whole show. In fact, you can totally release it. And what a great service it is for the world just to be genuine, like one of the handful of genuine people in all this madness. For example, I aim to get up around 3:30 in the morning for meditation at 4 o'clock. Last night, I ate some yogurt and some granola late at night because I went to the gym and I felt like I needed more food. And because I ate late, I woke up about 4, but then I didn't get out of bed till about 5:30. Right? I'm just being honest, right? I did not get up for my 4 o'clock meditation this morning because I was tired. But I did get up after that and I did meditation and I've had a wonderful morning, right? But like, that's the truth. I'm not pretending that I have always got up at 4 o'clock every single day for, you know, the last 30 years or whatever. Some days are better than others. If I can just be honest about that, then I don't have to pretend, right? It just takes all the pressure off. Here is the third problem with trying to be a guru, fake gurus. Lack of connection. If you can't share vulnerable stories and real moments, people can't relate to you. So they might admire you or the fake image. They might be jealous of you. They might put you on a pedestal, but they can't really connect with you because we can't really connect with people who we don't understand, who are not like us. So when someone goes through the same thing that you've gone through or you're going through, you're like, yeah, this person's the real deal. I can connect with this person. And I know how hard it is to share your work, to get through all this stuff, to deal with all the mind junk and all the technical problems as well. So you might even want to do all the work, but then you're like, oh my God, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've got to do this and this is so tedious and this is so tedious. So even if you overcome the inner stuff, you have to deal with all the external things. So this isn't easy, but it's also very, very meaningful once we get it done and have that life. So when you can just be honest about the challenges and you can relate to people through your experience, then it's much, much, much better. So without connection, there's no real trust, there's no loyalty, there's no deep impact. You're just another polished person on the internet. And all these filters to make everyone look like they're 25, and all this endless editing, and do you know what I mean? It's just so awful. What we want is connection. AI has basically taken over everything. So what's left? What's left is real connection with real beings, living beings, not zeros and ones and high frequency code, right? So there might be all these impressive people with their crazy drone shots and images of them on the beach or whatever it is, or perfect headshots and their makeup, but it's professional, but it's cold. There's no heart in it, and people can feel it. So when you try and have this perfect guru type of approach, you disconnect yourself from others. Because let's be honest, right? Life is all the stuff in between those perfect shots, isn't it? It's not, life isn't a highlight reel. We can have a beautiful life by being in the flow state and being grateful. We can have a beautiful, magical life most of the time, but it's not like worthy of taking photographs of every single moment and posting them, right? The internet world that we live in is a highlight reel, so it only wants to show people these like peak moments. Here's me up, you know, 10,000 feet up in the sky, you know, on some gondola going up the mountains. Or here's me skydiving or jumping off a bridge or in this fantastic five-star resort somewhere, right? That's the highlights. But most of life is these different moments of flow state, which we can enjoy no matter what's going on. But that isn't going to be postable, right? That's not the sort of stuff people want to look at, but that's what life is. This morning, I filled up my kettle for probably the 10th millionth time in my life, you know, to have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. And I put it down, I clicked the button on, and I was like, I'm so grateful that water comes out of your filtered water, right, comes out of the tap. And then I can have this thing, press a button and get hot water. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. We have so many things we can be grateful for in life. Like that, right? That's a moment of gratitude, a moment of higher consciousness, a moment of appreciation, right? It's very, very basic. You're just filling up the water and putting it down and pressing a button. But that feeling, right? Life is full of these little moments like that. But you can't post that on the internet. That doesn't mean anything. But that's what life is made of. So when we're living a real life, we're aware of these sorts of things. When we're in performance mode, we ignore everything except these performance moments, which are designed to make people jealous on the internet. It's very weird, isn't it? Someone whose whole life is designed around making people on the internet who they don't know jealous of their supposed life that they're not really having. What a weird situation. The fourth problem with being a fake guru is pride comes before the fall. Pride comes before the fall. Here's what always happens. Sooner or later, someone's going to find out you're not perfect if you try and pretend to be perfect. Think about how many scandals there are, right? All these Hollywood scandals. Do you remember the Britney Spears scandal when she lost it and shaved her head? That was all over the newspapers in England. I remember when that happened. I was like, oh my goodness. Because she was pretending to be this perfect person, right? With these beautiful images and Photoshop and everything's just exceptional, right? And then next thing you know, you've got these pictures of her with a shaved head smashing stuff up. And there's so many versions of this all the time. If you don't pretend to be perfect in the first place, there's no point in having a scandal because there's no pride before the fall because there's no pride in the first place. Does that make sense? So if you don't try and position yourself as this perfect person in the first place, you don't have to worry about scandals and bad things because you've never set yourself up for that to begin with. Because karmically, when someone is lying consistently about trying to be perfect, right, which most people are, unfortunately, when someone's putting it on, on some level, everyone knows it's a lie. And karmically, the ego in other people and in the just general karmic machine wants to destroy things that aren't true. So that's why the people who put on the biggest show tend to be the ones who get taken down the hardest, right? Because there's a balancing act here. If you push it too far one way, it's going to snap back to the other way. But if you can just be yourself and you're not putting on a show, there's no need for this pendulum to swing from one thing to the next, back and forth, right? You can just be yourself. And if you're being yourself, then the pendulum is still in the middle. You're just being at rest with what is, right? Does that make sense? So there's no need for scandals. There's no need for the fall. So you've seen this again and again. Hollywood, politics, spiritual teachers, business leaders, the higher the pedestal, the harder the fall. So you don't need to pretend to be perfect in the first place, and therefore there's nothing to expose. No pedestal to fall from, no image to shatter, no scandal waiting to happen. You're just a real human being doing your best. The fifth problem with being a fake guru is it's impossible to maintain. Everyone has bad days. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone struggles sometimes. But if you're supposed to be perfect, you can't actually admit to that. You can't say, look, I'm having a bad day today. I'm having a rough day. I'm not feeling well. You can't share when you're struggling. You have to maintain the illusion all the time. And that means extra editing of everything you share, constant performance and monitoring, never being able to fully relax, exhaustion from keeping up the facade. It's a pain in the ass, let's be honest. Right? So if someone says, how are you doing? And you say, you know what? It's been a really stressful day, actually. But I'm doing the best I can. And I've got all these practices that at least I'm doing, and I feel much better because of them. But it has been difficult, right? That's just the truth, right? There it is. The problem number six is that trying to be perfect is boring. It's boring. It's just awful. Everyone's trying to do the perfect guru thing. It's the polished website, the professional photos. By all means, get professional photos. But like, at what point is it a trap, right? Where you can't get outside of it. You're like, I can't do this. It becomes extremely restricting and boring. The flawless presentation is boring. Same old thing over and over again. You know, the whole corporate vibe, right? It's just terrible, isn't it? You're seeing these corporate videos. Hi, our company is like this, and we do the best of the best, and don't you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my God. So we don't want more of that stuff. That's absolutely awful. Same old thing. Nobody wants to hear another untouchable expert going on and on with their perfect polished stuff. You know, and it turns out that a lot of these viral videos and stuff that actually gets traction is not the polished stuff. It's the imperfect, messy moments in between things, which I've talked about in another session, that it's the real deal stuff that actually hits the spot anyway. So we want to connect with real human beings, not these fake people. And it's boring. So when you stop trying to do that, you can have fun. You can be yourself. You can enjoy yourself, right? You can do whatever you want. It opens up all your creativity. It's better to have a reputation that you are doing the best you can, being the real deal, than it is to be this boring, boring person that's trapped in a cage. Right? And this is not to say you don't do a good job. Of course you're going to do a good job. You can add music, you can make things cool, you can do whatever you want to make things more interesting. You're just opening yourself up from this trapped, boring, limited angle, this one, like one little element of yourself that you're allowing to share to your whole self. And here is the final problem. It's not fun being a perfect guru, because when you're trying to be perfect, you're constantly second guessing, trapped in your head, worried about maintaining the image, not enjoying the process. It sucks the joy out of everything, right? Because we can only be in one moment at a time, right? Here we are. Even if you think about the future, you're in the now thinking about the future. Our attention is such that we can focus on this or that, right? That's how life is. There's no such thing as multitasking. Computers can do multitasking, but human beings can only do one thing at a time. And if you jump between one thing and another thing, it's called split tasking. So if I'm focused on talking to you right now, I'm fully here. If I think about something else, then I'm not here and I go away and I come back. And all of those jumps between one thing to the next is draining. So if you're trying to be perfect all the time, a big chunk of your awareness is focused on performance and worrying and thinking about this and trapping yourself in a cage, right? A huge amount of energy, mental space, emotional space is wasted monitoring everything. If you can give all that up, then you can be like, well, here I am. This is great. We're alive. This is the best thing ever. This is wonderful, right? I'm just going to do what I'm doing. I'm here now. I'm not thinking about all these other things constantly. I'm just being in the zone. And that's such a much more enjoyable way of living, don't you think? So there it is. You don't have to pretend to be a perfect guru to help people. And in fact, people won't like it if you try and do it. And there are people, having said that, who do like all that stuff. But do you really want to work with fake people who like fake people? Like, if someone's whole thing is they want someone to lie to them all the time and put on an image that isn't real, right? Is that the sort of people you would like to work with? Because if your work as a teacher, as a spiritual person, is to help people become authentic and wake up and experience higher states of consciousness, these are real things. You can't help people who fundamentally want all this fake stuff. If that's where they're coming from, if that's what their expectation is, that they want the kind of fake, short, polished version that doesn't really exist in real life, if that's what they want, then when it comes to them doing the work on themselves, they're going to have to realize that it's a real mess. And they're going to have to face all their own dark side, and they're not going to like it. But if you're working with people who acknowledge the fact that life is a mess anyway, and that we're all doing our best, and that this is a complicated, fascinating, and deep process. If you can acknowledge that, and everyone else acknowledges that, then there's all this grace and love and peace to make it happen with ease and joy. So, this is an imperfect session on the 7 reasons not to try and be a fake guru. Hopefully it's helped you release some part of you from this jail, this prison, and just allow yourself to be yourself. I'd love to hear what you think about this. Leave me a comment, or if you're listening on the podcast, leave a review if you want, or there's an email you can send message to. I always love hearing about this. Have you found yourself trapped in any of these things? And are you willing to let go and be one of the few people who is the real deal in a land of falsehood? Thank you so much for your beautiful presence. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you in the next session.